It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast. Craig Hoffman here, Logan Paulson there. For those that are watching on YouTube, we have different here's and there's this week, Logan. You're at your in-laws. I'm in a random hotel in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're on a little road trip or what?
Yeah, not road trip. We definitely flew. Took a nice little hour flight that we're all too familiar with from the NFL Combine that we do every year. But I'm here in Indy because my in-laws live in Ohio, and they're going to come up and meet us here because the Las Vegas Aces are in town to play the Indiana Fever twice in 3 days. So we were at the game last night, and our great friend Alicia Clark plays for the Aces. So we got a chance to go to the game, see her and the Aces take on Caitlin Clark in the Fever. Doing that again on Friday, and we get to see my niece and my brother and sister-in-law, my mother-in-law. They're all coming here to Indy from Ohio. So nice little chance to see some hoops, get the family together, and have a weekend where I do a week where I do a radio show and all my podcasts from a hotel room in Indy instead of my studio at home, because that's a thing that I clearly want to do.
No, yeah, it sounds like a good time though.
Yeah, you're just dealing with construction in your house.
Yeah, just construction, you know, just the normal stuff. So we're just navigating that, you know, trying to stay out of people's way.
Yeah, so. And, you know, while we enjoy the occasional gnat sound of a dog bark or something in the podcast, the banging of construction, not as conducive to quality listening.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Speaking of construction, Northwest Field, some new signage, that's for sure. But it is the home opener this weekend. We will dive into it all. We'll get to the X's and O's in just a few minutes. How can the Commanders defense bounce back against a Giants offense that I do think is potent, Logan, after watching a little bit of the tape? The execution, well, that was lacking. But we'll get into all of that. And then, of course, how can Jaden Daniels and company deal with Dexter Lawrence and a talented front on that Giants defense? But it is the home opener, and I do wonder what the atmosphere in the stadium is going to be. My guess, Logan, is it's going to be pretty exciting. I do think that there's probably a little bit of edge off after the, you know, just how bad they lost in Tampa and specifically giving up that 37 defensively. But it's the first game of the Jaden Daniels era, and I would expect in year two of the Josh Harris era, but really kind of almost last year, year zero, I would expect the fans to, like, I would expect this to be one of the most partisan burgundy and gold crowds that we've seen at Northwest/FedEx in a long time. And I'm pretty excited to see the atmosphere and also, you know, what they did to the stadium, which I know you got a preview of for the preseason game when you were there.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a really exciting opportunity. I think, you know, you're probably right. It's probably not quite as exciting as if they had beaten Tampa Bay. But I don't know, man. I hope fans come out. I hope they're really supportive of the team because I think this is a great opportunity. We're going to talk about this in the preview, like for them to get kind of back on track. And, you know, you mentioned the offense. There's some stuff defensively I think they can take advantage of. But, you know, I think fans should come out and check out the new stadium. You know, I don't really walk the stadium as much, but I did a fantasy football fan event there. They've redone all the suites. They have like a little section right before you walk into the stadium now that used to be kind of like just storage, and now it's like a little nightclub area, and they've redone all the signage. Like, they've definitely invested some money in there, and it looks, I think, significantly better. I think the fan experience is significantly better. I was talking to Fred about how the food prices had gone down. You know, I don't buy food there on game day because I'm doing other stuff, but Fred seemed pretty adamant that it was cheaper and everything was better. So I would trust Fred because he's the mayor of, Northwest Field. Have you ever been to a game with Fred? He just walks, every single person knows Fred. He's kissing babies. He's giving hugs. So if anybody's talking about how nice the new stadium is, it's definitely Fred, and I would trust him on that. So I think definitely come out, support the team. I think people forget. Again, we talked about this on the last show. It is a rebuild, but I think there's things to be excited about. There's young players to watch. There's new offense, new defense, and you're going to see this team grow a lot over these next 4 weeks probably. So I think to see that, to see the stages of it, and, you know, hopefully they win a couple games on the way, I think it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, on the infrastructure front, if you will, like they said they've worked on like the ingress, egress, getting in and out of the stadium. So hopefully it's a lot easier just to get to the game and then get home afterwards. And I'm kind of curious to see how that goes. You know, we don't really experience that necessarily either because we get there so early and wind up leaving so much later. By the way, our post-game stream will be whenever we are ready to do it on Sunday after our other post-game responsibilities. So Logan and I, unless Logan's going to shake his head no and say, no, we're not doing that. What are you talking about? We're going to be live at the stadium like we did last year. So
that sounds good to me.
Because then we're done, and then we get to go home, Logan. And we get to see our families, and they can be like, hey, okay, your football day is over. So we're going to do that on Sunday, which obviously gets us out of the stadium a lot later than most of the fans. But like, used to be sometimes we'd do that post-game stream and there'd still be traffic getting out of the lots. And, you know, hopefully that is long gone. People can get out, or if there are people in the lots, it's because they're hanging out afterwards celebrating a Commanders win. And so I'm definitely curious to see, you know, because they put, I want to say it was like $70 million into the stadium. I know there was like one $40 million investment when they first got there. And then I think they put another like $30 million or so in it throughout the last year and through this offseason. So I'm excited to see how that entire fan experience has changed, and definitely excited to see the electricity of the fan base with Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I think getting out to a hot start would be great, because at the end of the day, like if you get out to, you know, a bad start and there's just kind of this sense of dread, I guess what I'm trying to say, Logan, is last week felt really familiar in a lot of ways. I think we have faith that it's not going to be the same old whatever version of this team has been in the long term, that the people here now are more equipped to fix some of the issues that happened on the field. But from a fan standpoint, like especially in the emotions of the moment, you just don't want it to feel the same. You don't want to feel like, oh, more coverage bust. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, our young quarterback is running for his life. Like, you just don't want to feel that. So I'm really hoping they can come out and get off to a good crisp start, because I think that will affect the atmosphere in the stadium. And you know far better than me, as a guy who played 10 years, what that home crowd advantage can do.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I mean, I think I hope for the same thing is basically what I'm going to say. I think, and there's a lot of reason to think, like when you watch the film, someone asked me this, I think it was Kevin Sheehan. I did his podcast this week and he was just saying, you know, like it kind of feels very similar to last year. And I kind of, to my eye, it was like, no, when you watch the film, it's different. And it's there. There's like a precipice here. There's like, you know, a couple of mental mistakes here, a couple of finishes there. And we're talking about a very different defense specifically. And offensively, there's a couple of throws here, a couple of blocks here, and all of a sudden it's very different. And I know we've been saying stuff like that about this team for a long time, but there's a urgency, a speed, a competitiveness on the field, an energy, let's say, that hasn't been there. And so when I see that, I'm very encouraged. I'm kind of like, okay, you know, like we're not there yet, but it's right around the corner. It's like kind of, they're laying the right foundation. So when it all kind of clicks and comes together, I think they're going to be in a really good spot. So I think, you know, if you're a fan, I think I understand why there's some pessimism, and I understand why there's this kind of doom and gloom and this cascade of like negative emotions. But remember, everything is different. Like I was doing an interview with Dan the other day and I said, oh, you know, like Daniel Jones, man, he really has been getting after this team for a long time. And he's like, I can't speak on the past. Like what I'm going to speak on is what's happening now. And I think like that's a good mindset for me to have too. Like it's for fans and us and the coaches and the players, like this is not the same. As much as it feels the same, it's not the same. And the energy is different. The vibe's different. The investment in the team is different. And so just remind yourself of that. This is not Ron Rivera. This is not Jay Gruden. This is not Mike Shanahan. This is a totally different thing from the top down. And as a result, I think the product on the field will be different at some point this year. We've talked a little bit about how there's some limitations in terms of roster talent, but I think this team's going to feel a lot like Arizona last year. They're in games they shouldn't be in because they play hard and they're well coached. And I think that's ultimately what we're going to settle on. I hope we get that game, a version of that game this weekend versus the Giants.
Yeah, and they are talented enough to compete with the Giants. So, you know, hopefully they can pull out the win. I do think that there's going to be, like the Benjamin St. Juice plays are the plays that I'm worried are going to be kind of the plays that we see all year. Not specific to BSJ, but those are some of those talent plays, right? Like, oh, you just can't make the play. At the end of the day, like, can you finish? And it's like, sometimes you just need playmakers, and this team doesn't have the playmakers. And so sometimes you're going to have guys that try really hard and get beat. And that's what happens during a rebuild. And honestly, like, I'm not going to tell fans how to feel, but like I personally will live with that, because I'm just like, okay, I see that they are being well coached, that they're trying their best, and they might not just have the juice to finish out a play. But when there's the mental mistakes and stuff like that, those need to get corrected. And obviously I think that was something that really stuck in Dan's craw and Joe Witt Jr.'s craw this week, of like, man, like, we gotta clean that stuff up. That's the stuff that we can't live with. But they knew that immediately after the game, and there's no excuses being made. It's like, we got to be better. And to the Daniel Jones point, Logan, he has been an absolute commander killer. But Dan Quinn's experience with Daniel Jones?
Not the same.
Do you know the combined score of the two Cowboys-Giants games last year?
All I remember is watching the first, because, you know, it was after, that was the year after the Giants got to the playoffs, right? And I remember watching that first game, being like, all right, this should be a competitive football game, you know, maybe two people. I think it was like, what was it, 40-7 or something crazy? Like, it was an outlandish score.
It was 40-0.
Yeah, it was an outlandish score. And he threw a bunch of pick sixes, had a fumble, like, Dan got after him. That defense got after him. So, yeah.
And the second game wasn't any better. The second game was 49-17. So the combined score was 89-17. Cowboys 89, Giants 17 last year. You think Dan Quinn scared of Daniel Jones? Now, unless there's something where Daniel Jones turns into a different person when he sees burgundy. I was joking earlier. I don't know whether it was on our show or whether it was on the radio show. I was like, do you wear the black jerseys this week just so he doesn't see any burgundy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like that, whatever he does, he figures it out versus us. You know, Brian Daboll is a great offensive play caller. He does a good job creating unscouted looks. He's going to look at probably what Tampa Bay did and say, how can we incorporate that? But yeah, I feel very confident that Dan's going to figure it. And I think the other thing that's really refreshing is like in the post game presser, we're not talking about the refs, we're not talking about the weather, we're talking about things that this team can do to get better. And I think identifying that immediately post game was really cool too. So kudos to the staff for getting on that. And it gives me optimism, man, that like people are going to get better this year. People are going to get better. No one's going to stay the same, because if they do stay the same, they're not going to be here. They're not going to play. So like I'm really encouraged when I hear language like that in the post games and in the weekly pressers from the coordinator, from the head coach, because it's like that's good football. So, you know, like I don't know what's going to happen with the result of this game. Hopefully it's a win, obviously, but whatever it is, it's going to be better than it was last week, because like just, you know, I bumped into Dan, talked to him briefly, and just like the look in his eye is of a man who was like, that was not acceptable. And I know it's not acceptable, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it won't happen again. And, you know, they'll make new mistakes, right? They'll have new issues. But I think ultimately they, you know, like that's something that it's just different, and I'm excited about.
I think, you know, one way you could phrase it is in the past you had coaches that would get to a point in a season where they looked for excuses, and this is a coach that's looking inward going, how can I get better? No excuses. Right. Like what I don't care about whatever circumstances may have inflicted upon me. I want to figure out what I can do. And he talked about that specifically on the defense, which we're going to flip to here in a second. But like, he's like, the first thing we do is we don't even look at the players. We look at the calls. Like, did we do a good enough job as a staff? And then we get to the players and like what they could have done to execute better. So it is a full comprehensive look.
Cool.
And you know, of course, like, I don't think that Ron Rivera didn't do that, but does he do it with the intensity and intentionality? Like, it's one thing. It's like when someone gets in trouble and they hire a law firm, and it's like, are a law firm investigated? It's like, we know what you're being paid to find, which is nothing. Good investigation. Okay, you're doing a PR bit. I think they're really like, hey, what can we find? Because if we don't fix it, we're gonna be having the same exact results in the future.